Chapter 27. It took Seth a while to find the right spot for his ambush. He drove through the deserted recreation area near the lake. There were a few private homes, two boat landings, a small man-made beach and playground, plus the campground that was closed for the season, but it had cell coverage and Wi-Fi, making it the perfect starting place. But where to end it all? Someplace that would do damage, obscure the truth. He parked in the campground and used Megan's phone to scour the online maps of the state park and adjacent recreational area. There was a trail leading up to a waterfall and the gorge above the dam. If the weather was better, that might work. But there was no way he'd make it up there in the dark and rain. As if to prove his point, a gust of wind made the low-slung car shudder. He glanced up the river. The dam was invisible in the dark, but when they'd driven past it earlier, he remembered being impressed by how big it was. Massive and tall, with water being released to bring the spring-swollen river's level down. It had made the earth tremble. Yes, the dam would do nicely. Megan's phone chirped with an incoming text. He ignored it, just as he had the calls from Lucy earlier. She wouldn't understand. Well, maybe she of all people would. But she'd tried to stop him. His head swam, and for a moment, he lost his train of thought. The moments of confusion were becoming harder to fight past. He'd seen autopsy photos of the scientist who died from mercury poisoning. Her brain, atrophied and full of holes. The damage was apparent, even to a layman. That was his brain. All he had to work with. He couldn't risk waiting, letting the poison continue its relentless march to oblivion. Lightning struck over the lake, the resulting thunder shaking the car. A good night to end this. A good night to die.